أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه. In the previous ayat, we read that how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bring about the Day of Qiyamah, some aspects of the events of the Day of Qiyamah. Here then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala now addresses the whole of mankind, not only the believers but the whole of mankind. And Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, hey admi, O insan, Muslims, non-Muslims, all, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan, tujhko takleef uthani hai apne rab tak pahunchne mein sah kar. You have to, you in this worldly life, we have made it such that you will have to take up difficulties in reaching Allah Ta'ala, your sustainer, and there will be various types of difficulties and hardships that you have to face. So this every human being will see that he has to face these hardships. According to some Mufassireen, this refers to our worldly life. That is, in earning our rosy, etc., a person has to work hard. Though Allah Ta'ala makes it like we take it in the stride, I have to go to work, etc. But really, if we just have to analyze it, there is great difficulties every person goes through. Whether it is mental strain, the stress and trauma which people are going through at work today is also unreal and untold of from the times of before. Every person has to go through these difficulties and hardships. And there are people who are working so hard, who are working night shift, who are working when they are not so well, but they have to carry on. And we all experience also that we just have to carry on. We find difficulties, hardships, problems which are facing us, but a person has to carry on. And in order to earn a person's rosy, people are going through a lot of hardships and difficulties everywhere. A person, though everyone is going through it, so we don't realize it and we don't take it. But everyone has to go through these difficulties. Allah Ta'ala has made it for insan that this is what he has to go through. And the important thing in that is, remember, فُمُلَاقِيهِ فِرْ اُسْسَ مِلْنَا هِ. In all that striving and stressing and going through all this trauma, whatever it is, people in illnesses, what they have to go through, people with financial problems, people with social problems, marital problems, what and what things people have to go through. But in all that, don't forget you are going to meet Allah Ta'ala. So that you must not forget, whatever all the stress and trauma of this world is and may be, but don't forget you have to meet Allah. And as in the ayahs in front, that meeting will declare then whether you get your deed of your book of deeds in your right hand or your left hand. And that will be the final decision of whether going to Jannah or whether going to Jahannam. That will be the final decision. So no matter what man has to go through in this life, but he must not forget that final decision and final abode of it, of his. He must keep that in mind all the time. This also refers to a person's deeni life. That as far as our deen is concerned, a person also has to go through a lot of stress. Alhamdulillah, when a person is together with his fellow people, fellow Muslims, he doesn't like seem to feel it. Like for example, if we have to leave home, may Allah not make it so, but nobody else is getting up for Fajr. Only we are getting up. Or for Tahajjud. That is also a difficult thing. But we come here, now we see so many other people also, so we don't sort of feel it. But a person has to go through these difficulties. There are those people who went through difficulties in deen, like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The amount of difficulties continuously he had to go through. Right at the time of his passing away and leaving this world, he told his daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that these difficulties which you are seeing me in, that is the sakarat of maut, from after this day, your father will have no difficulties whatsoever. That is, the akhirat will be now just wonderful. What great enjoyments Allah has kept. They are the great, great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who even became shaheed in the path of Allah. They strived so much. In hunger they went out in the path of Allah. In difficulties they went out in the path of Allah. Nothing kept them away. And in the later times, the great Imams, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, were jailed and their janazas came out from the jail. What difficulties they went through. And throughout the annals of history and right till today, to practice upon deen for some of us, though we are born in Muslim homes and it's a Muslim home, but you want to practice on deen, you go through difficulties right in your home. Then there are many rebirths who will go through what difficulties, but they remain firm. Their families turn against them, but they remain firm. On the other hand, a person who kills himself, destroys himself in guna, in sin, in kufr, in shirk, that person also goes through difficulties, but what is his end result? So difficulties are meant for a person. And to take both of the meanings together, that we have to earn our rozi also in this world. We have to work hard for our dunya, so to say. That is the jais halal dunya, which we have to earn, halal rozi. And we have to at the same time see to our iman in Islam. We have to make effort there of our iman and Islam, that our iman remains alive, our amal remain correct. Then also in this sense we see today jamaats that are going where and where, paddle jamaats, what difficulties also they go through. Now all this together with that, earning our living also, then and Allah says, قَدْ حَنْ, various and difficult things you will go through, but don't ever forget in all this your meeting with Allah Ta'ala and your final resurrection on the day of Qiyamah, and then your final everlasting abode of Jannat or Jahannam. In all these matters, keep that in mind. That is the most important thing. So Allah Ta'ala has very beautifully given us a very, very great lesson for the whole of mankind in this one ayat. May Allah Ta'ala bring its reality into us, and that we keep our akhirat, whatever we are doing. We are doing good deeds also, but your niyat must be correct. It must be for Allah's pleasure. And your niyat is correct, your amal must also be correct, that it must be for Allah's pleasure and according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah, out of His kindness, make this a reality in us and prepare us for Jannat forever and ever, and save us, our families, and everyone from Jahannam and all the horrors and terrible punishments of Jahannam. For that, now is the time, and our children, our progeny, people who are out in terrible environments of this world, and there they have to protect their iman. What a great stress and difficulty they go through. And we must be a support at home. When they go through all these difficulties, then we should counteract it with iman, with Islam, and the reality of akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana.